Next is a letter to Dr. Kaplan, guy patient Nelson, NELSON, last name Roush, R-O-U-S-H, date of birth is 10-20-1951. Dear Dr. Kaplan, had the pleasure to see patient Nelson Roush in the office on 1-24-2013, but as you recall, this is a 61-year-old Caucasian male, and this is him on myself in the office on 12-2-1999 for evaluation, new onset atrial fibrillation period. At that time, related to atrial chest pain period, an issue was scheduled for an echocardium started on Coumadin for atrial fibrillation period. Baseline echocardium showed a diacomophysis for LV systolic dysfunction period. Stress echocardium was canceled and 2D and MO echocardium completed period. Underwent coronary angiography, showed no coronaries without this coronary stenosis period. Noted a markedly dilated left ventricle with severe LV systolic dysfunction, LVFS estimated at 10-15% period. A Holter-Meyer showed apparent non-sustained ventricular tachycardia, and if seen by Dr. Feitelson from electrophysiology, who felt his Y-complex tachycardia was actually atrial fibrillation with aberrant conduction as opposed to ventricular tachycardia, appears done in Corrigan at that time period. Been similar case follow-up, last follow-up on 7-17-2012 period. But then say follow-up period is doing well period. Desmond's occasional transient chest pain describes twinges. This is unchanged for prior period. No shortness of breath or rest. No horizontal diaphysis. Next arm pain. Palpitations, syncope near syncope, thetina, PND, or exertional dyspnea. Period. Berghoff on physical exam. Vitals as follows. Heart rate of 71, rest rate of 14, blood pressure 142 over 90, weight is 205 pounds, height is 5'6", period. HENT is unremarkable, there's no JVD corroborative noted, period. Heart is irregular rate and rhythm with 2 over 6 is talking more, period. No S3S, no noted, period. PMI is not displaced, lungs are clear, evidence soft, non-tender, positive bowel sounds, period. External home dry, without cyanosis, pallidum, period. Pulse were intact, times 4 externities, period. Paragraph. And pressure 1, chronic atrial fibrillation. Number 2, non-ischemic coronary, mild to moderate LV systolic dysfunction. Extra mild, might trigger agitation. Per paragraph recommendation 1, patient continue coronary perfusion. Proven my case. Patient number 2, patient follow-up in 6 months or prior as needed. Per paragraph, thank you much for allowing me to per se care of this patient. Questioning concerns, please know that contact me. Sign this sincerely, Dr. William Gillette, Camardillo.